I'm Stephen John Drew from the official GunnaGeek.com podcast, a proud member of the Gunna Geek Network, just like the one you're listening to now. The opinions expressed are those of each individual. Check out other geeky podcasts at GunnaGeekNetwork.com and get ready because geekiness begins in 3, 2, 1.
Welcome to Legends of S.H.I.E.L.D. Longbox Edition. It's a podcast by fans exploring the weekly Marvel Comics issues and news. We're not experts, just a few lifelong Marvel comic fans that want to share our weekly love of new and classic Marvel comic issues. Featuring Lauren's Mutant Musings.
We have Storm being an amazing team leader, as if there was ever any doubt of that.
Featuring Black Adam's S.H.I.E.L.D. Mission Reports.
In this issue, the Howling Commandos attack the dock. Rather than trying to take or destroy the base, they're attempting to steal the three helicarriers that are based there.
And featuring Neil's Mighty Marvel moments.
And I even read this issue to my three-year-old niece, who got really good at yelling, Hellcat! And She-Hulk!
This podcast is not produced, maintained, owned, or directed by Marvel Comics, the Disney Corporation, Fox, Sony, ABC, or Marvel Studios. All characters, situations, and stories are properties of Marvel Comics. Stand by for your weekly Marvel comic debriefing. I'm Haley from Legends of S.H.I.E.L.D., and you are listening to Legends of S.H.I.E.L.D. Longbox Edition.
Now it's time for your scheduled Marvel comic book debriefing. I'm Agent Stargate Pioneer, your host to Legends of S.H.I.E.L.D. Longbox Edition. This podcast covers Marvel comics that were released for the week starting June 8th, 2016, and welcome to Legends of S.H.I.E.L.D. Longbox's 50th episode. This time on Legends of S.H.I.E.L.D. Longbox Edition, Black Adam S.H.I.E.L.D. Mission Report covers Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. number 6, and Lauren's Mutant Musings discusses All New X-Men number 10. As always, if you want to hear more about the ABC television show Marvel's Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., Marvel's Daredevil Jessica Jones, and Luke Cage on Netflix and the general Marvel comic universe, please check out the main Legends of S.H.I.E.L.D. podcast found at GunnaGeek.com. And now, Black Adam S.H.I.E.L.D. Mission Report.
This is Consultant Black Adam with your mission report for Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. number 6. Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. number 6 came out this week, written by Mark Guggenheim with art by German Peralta. The issue starts with Ward's Iron Mercenaries on the attack. One has Sam Wilson on the ropes when Agent May shows up out of nowhere and makes the save. Another mercenary shows up on the Pericles and attacks Quake. She, Fitz, and Simmons are in trouble until the real Iron Man shows up and takes down the attacker, shrugging off an attack. He and Fitz hack into the armor's systems and find where it was launched from. Meanwhile, Coulson plays dead to draw in his guards, then knocks them both out to get the key to his manacles and two guns. He saves Lola and goes after Ward and Gorgon. Hydra reinforcements buy Ward time to put on his armor, but before he can kill Coulson, S.H.I.E.L.D. and the Avengers show up in force. They take down Ward's forces, but at what cost? This issue was a great payoff to the first arc. I love how it sets up Ward in the comics universe as a very personal nemesis for Coulson. It also sets the stage for Civil War II with reactions to Coulson's protocols and how far they go. The art wasn't quite as good as the last issue, but there are a lot more characters to draw, so it's understandable. It does seem that they're going with more of the show Daisy than the comics Daisy, since she implied it was her first time working directly with the Avengers, despite having been a member of the team in the past in the comics. Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. number 7 will be released in July, but I don't have the exact date yet. Civil War II tie-in. The Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. are thrust into the middle of a war between heroes, and nothing will ever be the same for S.H.I.E.L.D. itself and for our beloved team. I'll be back next week to review Secret Warriors number 17.
Was my favorite issue of the Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. series so far. I'm a sucker for team-ups and general universe stories. I love the overall plot as well, since it sets up a victory while leaving multiple doors open to explore in future adventures. This series is feeling like a true companion to the Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. television series now, doing things that a TV production schedule or budget simply cannot allow. I'm looking forward to the next issue to see how the series fits in with the overall Civil War II summer 2016 Marvel Comics theme. Next up on Longbox Edition, Lauren's Mutant Musings.
Hey, X-Fans. There's only one new comic for the week of June 8th, 2016. All New X-Men number 10 by writer Dennis Hopeless and artist Mark Bagley. In this issue, we have young Hank and Evan Sabanur back in ancient Egypt, where one of them is having a much better time than the other. We have Evan chilling out with his, I don't know what you would call him, earlier version, pre-clone, En Sabanur, while Hank has been taken prisoner by En Sabanur's guard, who he is not having a good time with, while Evan gets to hang out with En Sabanur and En Sabanur's really hot friend, Erica, the Greek pirate. Hank has a decidedly bad time and ends up getting tortured, and things are very bad. And in the meanwhile, Evan has a serious existential crisis because En Sabanur, who will become, you know, Apocalypse, is actually really nice. And everything that Evan's been trying very hard to be, not to become Apocalypse. So we'll see where this goes. I'm actually really liking this arc. And Evan's been one of my favorite new characters since he was introduced back in X-Factor. So I'm hoping that things turn out well for him, but I'm not holding my breath. That's it for this week. Stay tuned for next week. And remember, mutant and proud.
Since I really have no background with Apocalypse and limited background into the X-Men, this series is filling in some knowledge holes for me. I cannot say I'm a huge fan of the story, but it is written well, and I'm appreciating the art, which all keeps me interested. Well, that plus Lauren's summary and great discussion. Thank you, Black Adam, for taking us through the Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. series. For those new to the Legends of S.H.I.E.L.D. Longbox Edition, Adam is our S.H.I.E.L.D. comic specialist. And if you want to talk to Adam about anything from the comics, look him up on Twitter at starsaber_222. Thank you also very much to Labrat Lauren for bringing us the X-Men comics this week with all of your mutant comic background and keen insights. Listener, if you are a mutant comic fan like Lauren, let her know on her Twitter account, at SithWitch. As always, thank you, listener. We appreciate you listening and downloading both this podcast and the main Legends of S.H.I.E.L.D. podcast. All of us involved want to hear from you on what you like about Legends of S.H.I.E.L.D., a long box edition, or your thoughts about what's going on in Civil War II this summer. So please check out all the ways to contact us in the show notes or in the outro of this show. Or you can always hit me up on Twitter, at Stargate Pioneer. Until next time, I'm Agent Stargate Pioneer. Bye!
Thank you for listening to Legends of S.H.I.E.L.D. Longbox Edition. If you want to contact us, you can tweet us at Legends of S.H.I.E.L.D. on Twitter. Go to our Facebook page, facebook.com/Legends of S.H.I.E.L.D. Swing by our website, www.legendsofshield.com. Look up our Tumblr page at legendsofshield.tumblr.com. Check out our Legends of S.H.I.E.L.D. YouTube channel, or send us a voicemail at 844-THE-BUS-1. That's 844-843-2871. Intro and outro music, titled Epic Dramatic Track, 2014 version by Star Sound. Black Adam's S.H.I.E.L.D. Mission Report background music titled The Greater Good Epic Cinematic Trailer by Christopher Fisher Audio. And Neil's Mighty Marvel music titled Epic Cinematic Orchestral Background Music by Cinescore can be found at pond5.com. Lauren's Mutant Musings background music titled The Descent by Kevin MacLeod can be found at incompetech.com. The opinions heard on this podcast are those of the individual contributors and do not represent Legends of S.H.I.E.L.D. or Legends of S.H.I.E.L.D. Longbox Edition. Marvel Comics are the property of Marvel. No infringement is intended. We will see you on our next exciting installment of Legends of S.H.I.E.L.D. Longbox Edition.